Zog the Gemara Daf Lamed Helmet Beis. Om Ravido Meshmul, three lines from the top. Om Ravido Meshmul, Koichov Echod Yoim. If you have one Koichov, one star in the sky, that's Vada Yoim. Shnaim, if you have two stars, Ben Ashmoshes, that's a Sofik. Shloisha, if you have three stars, it's Lilo. Now the Gemara over here is saying a simon of Gimel Koichovim is Lilo, is because the shiurim that we gave before of Hichsev Atachtoin, Lehichsev Elyoin, Hishve Elyoin Letachtoin. So not everyone is bucky in that zman of when the admimus became hichsif. So mele we gave a different simon, the simon of koychovim. As I zok to meiri. Others say punkt vakert that the simon of koychovim is not so clear. What's called the koychabenini? So mele you need the other simon of the gemara of what's called hichsif, because achsofas erikia is something that's more defined than what's called koychabenini. Now shnayim is called ben hashmoshes, even though tzeizik koychovim. A minimal of kechovim is shtayim. So why shtayim ben hashmoshes? That should be tzeis hakechovim. The teretz is because one koichov is vadayoyim. So you need an additional two kechovim. As I say in Yerushalmi brachas, you need an additional two kechovim to make the tzeis kechovim, which makes it three altogether. Now, Bechoron in Koyvit Shurim in Psochim, he says that shloisha is lailo is not the pshat that three is goyrim causes the laila to come. Three is just a simon that Lila is here. Because by Maisa Bereshis we see it says Vayera Vayvoikel. So it's called Erev before the Metzias of Kachovim even being created. Kachovim only created Yom Revi. So we see Kachovim is not what's Gurim the Lila. Kachovim is just a simon that is Lila.
Zog Gemara Tani Nami Hochi, we learned similarly in the Braisa. Koichav Echad Yom, Shnaim is Ben Hashmosha, Shloisha Lila. Om Rabbi Yosi, like Kachovim Gdolim, Anirim B'Yoyim. We're not talking about Kachovim Gdolim, large ones that are visible even in the daytime. But like Kachovim Ktanim, She'nirim Ela B'Lailo. We're not talking about tiny stars that are only visible later into the night. Ela Beinanim. We're talking about medium-sized Kachovim. And those are the ones that Shloishim is Lailo and Shnaim is Ben Hashmoshes.
Now Reish Tzadi Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to be careful not to do Melocha until you see three Kachovim Ktanim. The reason explains the Mishnah Berurah is because Be'etzim Beinanim is enough. But since we're not Bekiyim what's called Beinanim and what's called Gdoilim, so Mela, since Gdoilim would not make it night because Gdoilim are near B'yoyim, so you have to make sure that you see Kachovim Ketanim, like this you know that what you're seeing is for sure Kachovim Beinanim. So till you do Melacha, Matzah Shabbos, you have to wait for Shloisha Kachovim Ketanim.
If someone does melacha on Friday ben Hashmoshes and on Matzah Shabbos ben Hashmoshes, so memonavshech yichay v'chatos. Because if the first ben Hashmoshes is yoim, so even though it's not Shabbos yet, but the second one Matzah Shabbos is also yoim, so he did melacha on Shabbos. And if the first one is lailo, so even though the second one on Shabbos it's really lailo, it's not Shabbos, it's ois. But in the first one it was lailo, so he did it Friday night. So memonavshech when you ois a melacha ben Hashmoshes yichay v'chatos. Now this means either you do melacha the whole ben Hashmoshes from the beginning of ben Hashmoshes till the end, because otherwise what's raya? Maybe the first one you did melacha in the first part of Ben Hashmoshes, so it's Yoim. And Matzah Shabbos, you did Melacha in the latter part of Ben Hashmoshes, so it's Lailo. So it's not a Mamon of Shech that you're Chai V'Chatos. So either we're talking about you did Melacha the whole Ben Hashmoshes, Friday and Matzah Shabbos, so if you're sure Chai V'Chatos, or we're talking about that you did Melacha the exact same time on both days. I did it exactly 8 minutes after Shkia on Friday, and 8 minutes after Shkia Matzah Shabbos, so Mamon of Shech Yichai V'Chatos. If those 8 minutes are considered Yoim, so then Friday it's still before Shabbos, but Matzah Shabbos, that's 8 minutes after it's considered Yoim, so Yichai V'Chatos. And if those 8 minutes are Lailo, so even though Matzah Shabbos it's Lailo already, but if in Friday it's considered Lailo, so Mele Yichai because you're doing it Friday night. So the Mamon of Shech is either the whole span or it's the exact same time, so Mele Yichai Mamon of Shech.
Zog the Gemara Omle, Rabbi L'Shamei. Rabbi told the Shamish, Atun, the Lakim L'chu B'Shiure D'Rabbonon. You that are not familiar with the Shiur Ben Hashmoshes, and you don't know when you're supposed to light the candles Friday night, so Atun Lakim L'chu B'Shiure D'Rabbonon, Ad Shim Sha'Reish Dikla, when the Shemesh is on the top of the Tkolim, on top of the palm trees, so then Atu Shago, that's when you light the candles. Then you know it's not yet Ben Hashmoshes. B'Yoyim HaMu'un on Mai, what about on a cloudy day? The cloudy day, you can't see the shemesh b'roish tikla. Zog the mora, b'mosa chazi tani goylo. If you're in the mosa in the city, you see the tani goylim sitting on the koiris, on the walls. That's a raya
that it's Miboy Yoim still. That's when they sit there. Bedabra, if you're in a soda, so you don't see Tani Golem over there, so then Arvi, you look at the ravens, what they're doing, if they're on the Kairos, so then you know it's still the daytime. Inami, another way of checking out without looking at the sun, is Adani. Adani is a type of growth, a type of grass, that it goes towards, it follows the sun. I mean, in the morning, it's bent towards the Mizrach. In midday, it's bent straight up, it stands erect. And in the evening, it goes and it bends towards the Mairav. So when you see this grass going towards the Mairav, you know it's turning Ben Hashmoshes, so that's how you're able to know when to light the candles. There are six tkiyas that they blow Erev Shabbos. Tkiya is tkiya, true tkiya. That's three. And then again, tarat, tkiya, true tkiya. And the Gemara is going to go through each one of them, what it accomplishes. Rishon, the first key is lahavtilas omi melocha shebesodes. The people that are working in the fields, they need more time because they have to come all the way from the soda back into the city. So the first key is to mevatel them. Shnia is lahavtil ir v'chanuyos. To mevatel, to tell the people that have the storefronts, to close up the shop and the chanuyos. Shlish is the third. The first one was the tkiya, second was the trua. The shlishi is the third coil, which is the tkiya again. Lahadlik is a neher. That's in order to tell people to light the candles, the ner Shabbos. That doesn't mean it's Shabbos yet, because after you madlik the ner, you madlik it before shkiya, before the zman. So it's 80 minutes before, half an hour before, but that's the zman of the shlishis. Divi Reb Nosin. Reb Yudah Nosi Oimer, no. Shlishi is the third coil, is lachloitz tvilin, to remove tvilin, because tvilin is an ois. So you remove your tefillin before Shabbos. V'shoye k'dei tzlias da'koten. And you wait a k'dei tzlias da'koten. You still have the time that you can do melocha. The amount of time that it takes to be tzoyle, to roast a small fish. Or k'dei lahadbik pas betanur. Or to be madbik, that it should turn crisp, the pas in the tanur. That's the amount of time that you still have, either the time that you do between the tkiyas that you wait, or that's the zman that you have after this hadlok to still do melocha. And then it goes, v'toike meriah v'tekeah. And then you do a tarat, tkiah, true, tkiah, one after another. V'shoivis. And then you have to stop doing melacha. Now this shoye k'dei tzlias da'koten is a machlekes v'shoinim. The Rosh and the Ritva learn that after the hadlokas aner, you still have this man that you can do melacha of tzlias da'koten. Others learn, the Ran learns that no, that this is the shear that you wait between the tarat, between the tkiya and the trua, and the trua and the tkiya, you wait the shear tzlias da'koten, or hadbokas pas betanur. Masha'enken, after your madlik ner, there's no such thing as doing malach anymore. Hadlokas ner is a Kabbalah Shabbos, you can't do malacha. The ma'isa, that's taka, a big shail in halacha, in the poiskim, in Reis Amich Gimel, because is hadlokas ner an automatic Kabbalah Shabbos, or not? Or could you make it tonight, that I'm not a Kabbalah Shabbos yet, so it's not a Kabbalah. So, some say it's not totally in the hadlok itself, it's totally in your Kabbalah. And the minig is that an Isha that lights, it's automatically a Kabbalah. And she could be masnak upon him, that's not a Kabbalah Shabbos. Masha'enkein, a husband that lights, if he has the lights, it's not an automatic Kabbalah until he's Mekabbalah Shabbos.
Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, Manasseh lem lebavliyim, she'toikin emeriyin, v'shoivtsi mitoch meriyin. The Bavliyim, they don't do a tarat, and then they're shoivis, but rather, they do a tkiah, trua, and the shoivis from the trua. So, Zog the Gemara, if they only do a tkiya trua, so it's five koilas. Toikin and Magin have lechamisha. So, lechari, this, what happened to the sheish? Zog the Gemara, Elo she toikin v'choizin v'toikin u'magin v'shoivsin mitoch magin. Minig avi seim b'yodem. Their minig was to specifically be shoivis after a trua. So, they didn't do a tkiya trua tkiya. But in order to accomplish that, they have six koilas, they did tkiya tkiya trua by the last set. So they taka have six, but they were shoivis from the trua. They were specifically, the minig was to be shoivis from a trua. The reason why they were shoivis from a trua, so there's a few pshatim in the mefarshim. Some say is because they wanted to make sure that it's different than a regular koil. Tarat was a regular koil, the regular sound that you heard all the time. So they wanted to make sure it's Erev Shabbos Dikas Man, to be shoivis from a locha, so to be shoivis from a trua, which is not the usual sound that you hear. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, if you shoivis from the tkiya trua tkiya, people might think that that tkiya that you're hearing is the first tkiya, and they think there's still time, because there's a tkiya trua tkiya, so maybe it's the first one. So mele do a shoivis from a trua, so there's no room for mix-ups, and that's why they had the six koilas, aide tkiya tkiya trua.
Zog di gemara masi le rab yudah le rab yitzhak brei.
Shnia lahadlikas haner. He had a braisa that said Shnia, the second coil, is to be madlik the ner. So that's like neither shita we had before. Come on, like Reb Nosson, like Reb Yehuda Anosi, because Reb Nosson said the third one, the third coil, is lahadlik zaner, and Reb Yehuda Anosi said the third one is lachlitz tefillin. So rather, the fourth one is lahadlik zaner. So when it says second one is lahadlik zaner, it's like neither. So the Gemara Elo Shlish is lahadlik zaner, but rather be goes the third is lahadlik zaner. Come on, Reb Nosson, like Reb Nosson shita that the third is lahadlik zaner, and not like Reb Yehuda Anosi that the third is lachlitz tefillin. The first one that you blow, the people in the fields stop plowing and stop planting. And do any field in the work in the field. The ones that they work in the areas in the field closer to the city limits do not enter until the ones that are further in the fields join up with them and they enter together into the city. The reason is, like Rashi explains, if they're going to enter separate times, people will be choshed. The ones that entered later, they won't know that they're working in a further area in the field. They'll think that they continued working after the warning signs, after the tkiyas that were blown. So in Mela, you walk in together so there won't be any chshad. But the storefronts are still open. And the table that sells that you have the wares that you sell in front of the storefronts are still set out. When you blow the second tkiah, you remove the trisin, you move the tables in front of the storefronts, and you close the stores. And the chamin is still on top of the kira. And the pots and the boiling food is still on top of the kira. His chalit koyet kia shlishis. When you blow the third kia, silik amisalik vihit min amatmin. Now is the time to remove it off the fire and to be matmin it. It's still Erev Shabbos. You matmin bedover sheinu moisef hevel vihidlik amadlik. And now is the time to light the ner Shabbos. Veshoye kedei tzliyas dat koton. And you weigh the shear of tzliyas dat koton that you know that's his man that you still can do melacha. Like we said before, so here it's mashmah that you wait this man before you do the last tarat, and you blow the v'tekeah, v'rimir, v'tekeah, v'shoivis, and after that you can't do any melocha. Zok di gemara, om Reb Yosi, b'Reb Chanina, shamati, shim bod lahadlik acha shesh tkiyos. If a person wants to be madlik, the ner, even after the six tkiyos, you still have time, you can be madlik. Madlik, why? The Chazan HaKnesses that's going on the rooftops and blowing the shofar, they allowed him to take the shofar and bring it back to his home. So if just like they allowed him to carry something which is muktzah, so too, you're allowed to still do melacha, even after the last tarat. Oh maloi, that's not the pshat. Avada didn't allow you to bring your shofar back home. Because if so, every person that blows lives in a different area. They don't all necessarily live in the same distance from the rooftops. Like Rashi says, so it can be they allowed you to bring it back home because every person's home is in a different place. It's Elo, but rather, there's a box, there's a specific area that the Chazan HaKnesses has on the rooftops, and that's where he places the shofar. Because it's muktzah after the shvisa. So if you metaltin lo yisa shofar v'lo yisa chatzoitzes, since you're not allowed to be metaltin muktzah, a shofar is meant for blowing, it's muktzah, and chatzoitzes trumpets are meant for blowing, so it's muktzah. So you can't be metaltin. So they had a special area on the rooftops to place it. So there's no raya that you can still do mimadlik after the last tarat because there's no raya that you're not automatically shofar yet. Because from the fact that they put the shofar away doesn't mean they went home. They left it on the rooftop right then and there. Now the question is that a klisha melachtoi le'issa, assuming the shofar is a klisha melachtoi le'issa, so once a person is carrying it and moving it, because let's say tzarech gufa tzarech mekoymoi, so you're allowed to remove it because you want to utilize it for a meleches heta, you want to use the shofar as a baby bottle, it's curved, or you want to, it's in the way, it's on a chair and you want to remove it because you want to sit there, and that's why you're moving it. So once you're moving something, the heta, so then you're allowed to continue carrying it. So what's the raya that they had to put it on the rooftop somewhere away? Maybe once you're holding it and you're moving it, beheta, so now you're allowed to continue carrying it until you're home. So what's the raya that they didn't bring it to the home?
So the Mishmur Simon Shin Ches Yud Gimel, he says that there's a statistical difference, meaning when something is Yigialiyode Beheta B'Shabbos, meaning you're moving something Tzarech Guv Tzarech Mekoymoy, over there there's a Heta, you're allowed to continue carrying it, and the Vort is because over there you are being Mamshich the previous matzav that you had. There was a zman of heta that you're allowed to move it to a gufagum koimoi. Once you're holding it to a gufagum koimoi, you're allowed to continue moving it. You're being mamshech the zman of heta. Mashenkin over here, when Shabbos hits you, when you're on the rooftop and you're blowing the shofar, and now it suddenly becomes zman of Shabbos, so now it's biyode be'issa. There's no heta be'etzim, it's biyode be'issa. Here you can't be mamshech and carrying it. It's when it's igiali yode be'heta, because tzach gufa tzach mekoymoi, then you're allowed to continue carrying something and keep it in your hand until you place it wherever you want to place it. Mashenkin over here, when it's igiali yode and it suddenly becomes igiali yode on Erev Shabbos, and now suddenly Shabbos, it turns Shabbos on you, so it's biyode be'issa right now, so now there's no heta to continue carrying it, and that's what the Gemara has to say, that you place it in a specific area on the rooftop.
Zog the Gemara of Otanya, we learned in the Braisa, shofar metaltel. You're allowed to be metaltel shofar on Shabbos. It's not considered mukza, because it's goy legamea boy. You can use it for a bottle, baby bottle. You can use it to be shofar mayim. As a matter of fact, Chazal say that the gzeir of the Yevonim was, what's unique about a Keren Ashor? A Keren Ashor was a mole used as a baby bottle. It was curvy and you can put a liquid in there and the baby drinks from it. So Kiswa Keren Ashor, they wanted to instill it in babies ready from infancy. This ain't lo nechelik b'lekei Yisrael. Back upon him, in fact, the Gemara of Atayim, we learned in the Braisa, shofar metaltel, shofar is not mukza, v'chatzoitzes ain't a metaltin. Chatzoitzes that are straight, that are pshutois, so it's not roi, only for tkias, only for blowing a trumpet, so that's called dovash amlach t'le'issa. So then it's like a mukza. But we see clearly that a shofar is metaltel, so what are we saying b'chlal over here, that a shofar has to be put away, l'chore it's not even mukza? And to the Gemara, Om Rav Yosef Loikasha, can be yochet, can be tzibur, it depends. An individual can utilize a shofar for a baby bottle, to be shoiv mayim. Mashekin a tzibur shofar is used for blowing. It can't still be used as an individual for a baby bottle, or as a shoiv mayim. So mele bit tzibur, that's taka, that's referring to over here. The shofar shel tzibur is where you place in the rooftops away before the onset of Shabbos. Mashekin can be yochet, is where we say that shofar is metaltel. What's the whole thing that it's roi for a yochid? You can utilize it as a gemias mayim, as a bottle for a tinoik, to scoop up water, to scoop up a drink in there.
Zok the mod laflam advova min alef betzibur nami chazal gemel letinoik oni. The tzibur is mechuyev to be mefarnes a tinoik oni. It's obligated on the tzibur to be mefarnes him. So even a shofar shel tzibur, it should be roi, because it's roi legamei by tinak oni.
V'sufrek the Gemara. Hodetanya, we find clearly in the Braisa that says, k'shem shemetaltnis ha-shofar, kach metaltnis ha-chatzoitzis.
So who's that like? It says you're allowed to be metaltnis even the chatzoitzis. And chatzoitzis are pshutois. They're not roi for anything. So who's that like?
So the Gemara is going to go now into the whole sugi of Mukta, and is going to explain these three different shitas that we have over here in the brises. Because be'etzim, there are three different brises. We have our sugi that says that a shofar, you're not metaltel, and you have to put it away. You have, and that means word in chatzoitzes. And you have the brise that says a shofar is metaltel and chatzoitzes not. Shofar is mut and chatzoitzes not. The Gemara wanted to say, kam be'yochet, kam be'tzibur. And the Gemara says, tzibur is also roi. And then we have the third brise that says, that just like you metaltel shofar, so too you metaltel chatzoitzes. So you have three different brises. One that says shofar and chatzoitzes are both mutter. One that says shofar and chatzoitzes are both osur. And one that says that shofar is metaltel and chatzoitzes are not metaltel.
We'll stop over here at the top of Lamed Vov Amud Aleph.